Amen. So I want to talk to you about this thought. The Lord gave it to me and it's still lingering. And we are doing it, and the thought that we're going to use tonight, why pray? Why pray? You know, some people just pray just to be praying. Why are you praying? Why pray? And I list a few things, because there's a lot of reason to pray. But I list some that I thought that was important. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about some of the things. And we have seen results of our prayers, right? Amen. We could share testimony. That's testimony. And amen. Glory to God. But why pray? If you would turn in your Bible with me, I want to look at Luke chapter 18 from two different translations. King James, Luke 18:1. King James and the Amplified. Hallelujah. And it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always to do what? Pray, and what? Not faint. The Amplified reads like this, and also Jesus told them a parable to this effect, that they ought to always to pray and not to do what? Turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. They ought to always, told this parable to this effect, that they ought to always to pray, not to turn coward. You know, a coward person will get you killed in a battle. And we don't need no coward soldier, do we? In this battle, we need men and women that will be diligently. They'll be diligent about praying. Amen. And pressure will come. Problem will come. Why did Jesus tell us to pray? Number one reason, I'll just look at the reason, and then we'll go into it. Why pray? Number one, Jesus told us to. To not to do so, what would that be? That'd be sin, disobedient, because he told us to pray. What we just read? Men ought to always to pray. Who said that? Head of the church, Jesus. And for you not to do that, you will be in what? Disobedient, right? Hello? So that's number one. Jesus said for us to pray. Is there any benefit in prayer? We'll look at that later on. Number two, when you pray, it makes tremendous power available. Okay? Make what? Tremendous power available. If I like what the Amplified said in Luke 90, I said Luke, Amplified said, in Psalm 91, this is what it says. And we'll look at a couple of things. He said in Psalm 91, let me get to the right translation. This Amplified Classic. It says, Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and what? Fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. Where? Under the shadow of the Almighty. And this is the thought I want to pull out of this. Whose power no foe can withstand. Whose what? Power no foe can withstand. That means when we pray, we make this kind of power available and no foe can withstand it. Isn't that good? In other words, what they are trying to do, they cannot overcome this power that's been generated or made available when we pray. Amen. When we know this kind of power is available to us that are believers. Let's look at another one. This would be in the King James. And it says in Ephesians 1:19. Ephesians 1:19, if you turn there. I'm going to get to it because I'll probably read it. I will read it from more than one translation. Ephesians 1:19. Listen what it says. And this is the 19th verse. It says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to who? Usward who believe. And then he said, it's according to the what? Working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought where? In Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. Mighty power. This verse tells us, and I'm going to read this one from the Amplified as well. And it says, and so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable, unlimited, and surpassing greatness of this power in and for us who believe. See, I'm going to read it again. I seem like I sure want to communicate to you what the Spirit of God is saying. He said, I want you to understand something. So we're talking about the thought, the subject. Why pray? If I know this, I have revelation of this in my heart, and I have access to this. I think, listen to what's being said now. And so that you can understand. So that you can understand what is the immeasurable, what you mean. Immeasurable, you can't measure. It's limitless. It has no limit to it. It can't be measured. Think about that for a minute.